WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus has been much in the news lately. I recently spoke again with my friend and colleague, Dr. Vineet Arora, Associate Professor and Associate Director of Clinical Microbiology at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, about the Delta variant and what we should be thinking about. Well, Vineet, thank you again for speaking with me, and it's good to visit with you once again to talk about the ever-changing pandemic. And one of the things that's been on everyone's mind lately is the Delta variant and learning about that and what potential new challenges that may pose for us. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have seen over this pandemic that this virus mutates. It keeps changing and it tries to find new characteristics that help it maintain its spread. And that's what's happening with the Delta as well. So these are random mutations that keep accumulating, and then the best fit for the virus is what it carries on. So Delta has some features such as it has increased transmissibility, so it can spread much faster. And we have seen that it can also help the virus evade the vaccine or natural immunity. So these are some of the features that Delta is showing and spreading across the world. It has become the dominant variant across the world. In the US, we have seen some of the states where this is now the dominant version, 70 to 80% are now Delta. It is taking over from Alpha variant, which had taken over from the original variant. So other states are lagging behind, but it's just a matter of time when this becomes the dominant strain, even throughout the country.
And you had mentioned that as this virus gets new variants, it can evade the vaccine. And yet, one question, of course, that's foremost on many people's mind is, if I'm already vaccinated, am I protected to some degree from this new variant?
I think that's the most important thing or discussion at this point in time of pandemic. We always focus on the small numbers, which are the newsworthy numbers, and everyone focuses on breakthrough cases and how this vaccine is not working. Whereas the reverse is true, we have almost 159 million people in the country who have been vaccinated. And if you compare the numbers of cases that have happened, they are minuscule. And again, one thing that we have to be very careful about and we should understand is the purpose or the vaccine that are made. The idea is not to prevent infection. That's not the goal, because infection can happen. But the whole purpose is to decrease the number of hospitalizations and deaths. So if you look at that number, even within those who had infections, most of them, vast majority, more than 50% of people who have been vaccinated and got infected, they were asymptomatic. So leaving those aside, there's very little numbers who are hospitalized or who have died after vaccination. When you compare with the numbers that we have seen in unvaccinated, we can easily see that 99.5% of all deaths are happening in unvaccinated individuals. So that's a huge protection. Even with the new variant, the Delta variant, the protection, even from infection, the protection that the vaccines have been providing is upwards of 90%, which is a big deal if you compare with other vaccines for other diseases that we have experience with.
Well, and along those lines of those of us who are vaccinated can expect, even if we do become infected with the Delta variant, to have a less severe clinical course. And from a public sphere perspective, that frees up those hospital beds, not only for individuals with symptomatic coronavirus, but those individuals that may have to come in from motor vehicle collisions or heart attacks, that sort of thing. It's not just for us, but it's for our community as well.
Yes, and the pandemic has taught us that the working together, the focus has been to make sure that we keep the hospital systems from getting overwhelmed. Because when that happens, we find that people are not dying because of COVID-19. They're dying because of other conditions which could not be taken care of because there were no beds, there were no ventilators, there were no facilities available in hospitals. So just making sure that the hospitals have enough capacity, I think getting the vaccine gives us enough protection so that we don't end up in a hospital, so they can take care of the really sick people from other conditions as well as COVID. So I think that's a good way to think about it.
Is there anything else we should be thinking about before we part that you would want our listeners to know about the Delta variant and moving on at this point?
One thing that can be said with certainty is that there will be new variants. And there are two or three factors that that we look for in new variants. Are they more virulent? Do they spread more faster? Is there more mortality related to them? So we know that the virus keeps mutating and there will be new variants. But if we keep doing the way we have been doing it in terms of public health measures, and we focus on the good parts and keep improving on what we do in terms of the measures we take, I think we can manage this. This will become manageable. As more and more people keep getting vaccinated, there will be lesser opportunities for the virus to mutate, so lesser chances of new virulent strains to appear. And once the kids, the younger kids also become eligible for vaccines in the coming months or so, then that population which is vulnerable will keep decreasing further and further.
My thanks today to Dr. Vineet Arora, Associate Professor and Associate Director of Clinical Microbiology at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, for talking with us about the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.